Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. I do want to encourage you to check out our other podcasts. Among them, we have The Amazing World of Radio. We're starting a new series, our summer series, chosen by a vote of our Patreon supporters. We're going to be doing great movies over radio, and we're going to have Lux Radio Theater adaptations of some of the top films of all time. We're going to cover just a wide variety of different genres. Of course, we'll be limited to those done between the 1930s and 50s for the most part, but still have some great selections. Among the actors and actresses we'll see will be Alan Ladd, Betty Davis, Edward G. Robinson, Jimmy Stewart. Again, just so much great entertainment. Amazing World of Radio at amazing.greatdetectives.net. Check out our video theater every couple of weeks or so. We'll bring you a new video theater episode. Right now, we're alternating between episodes of the Boston Blackie TV show and episodes of Dragnet. That's at videotheater.greatdetectives.net. And if you're interested in comics and want to know what modern comics are great, or what classic comics are really good reads, then you'll want to check out the Classy Comics podcast at classycomicsguide.com. All right, well, now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date, June the 4th, 1947, and this one is The Stalking Killer.
That's 8 to 60 out of 10, Miss Cronin.
That's right.
Here's your change, Miss Cronin.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Cronin. I hope your dad likes the ties you bought.
Oh, he will. He's there again.
Miss Cronin, what's the matter?
For weeks and weeks, there's been a man staring at me everywhere I've been. He's everywhere I go, and he's standing out there now across the street, staring at this door.
Having a nice time, Eva?
Don't you remember me, Bob? I'm Eva Cronin, the girl who always has a nice time. But this is special because you're here.
Oh, well, thank you. By the way, you seem to have another admirer sitting at that table in the corner there. He's been staring at you for the last...
Bob, let's get out of here.
What?
It's that man I've been telling you about. Everywhere I go, he goes and stares at me. There he is again.
That you, Eva?
Yes, Dad.
You're home early this evening.
You're up late, Dad. Composing?
No, just killing time. Have a nice time tonight?
Yes, till that man showed up again.
Now, Eva, you know it's only
my imagination. Oh, no, it's real. He's real. Some night I expect to find him staring at me through the window here.
18 stories above the street. Now you're being a little ridiculous.
I'm nervous. I can't help it. I look out of the window expecting to find... Oh, Dad!
What's the matter, Eva?
It's that same man again in one of the windows across the street, staring at me.
And now meet Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Morning, Inspector Faraday.
Goodbye, Blackie. This is police headquarters, not a day nursery.
That's right, but who told you?
Have your mother put a tag on you and somebody will take you to school nice and safe. So long.
After so short a visit? Uh-uh. Faraday, if you'll answer a few questions, I'll be out of here in a few minutes.
Well, that's the best news I've heard since you came in. What do you want? besides to make a nuisance of yourself.
I want to make a good cop of you. Is there any trace yet of the stalking killer?
No. The guy has to be more than a good cop to catch that guy. He's got to be a wizard, a genius. He's got to know something.
Well, that lets you out. Well, where was he last seen?
Over on the north side. That was about a week ago. Mm-hmm. Since then, he's disappeared. But we're still looking for him, and we're going to catch him. Why do you want to know about him?
Because he hasn't disappeared. Eva Cronin, a friend of Mary's, saw him just last night staring at her from a window across the street from her apartment on Elm Street.
He's stalking a new victim, huh?
Miss Cronin says he's been watching her for 2 weeks now.
For 2 weeks? Why didn't she come to us?
Why? You know what happens when the victim is given a police escort. The stalker just fails to show up.
I know, I know. Then after we drop the escort, the stalker comes back. And a few days later, the victim's dead. What I don't understand is, why does this guy stalk his victims?
It's a psychological effect, Faraday. That constant leer of his doesn't only annoy, it drives people half crazy. He'll do anything if he'll just disappear. That's when he asks for money, and he gets it.
And if his victims pay off, he has no reason to murder them. But he does. He's no shakedown artist. He's a killer.
He's a killer so he can continue his shakedowns. But his victim's dead. If he's ever caught, he can deny he's the stalker. None of his previous victims is around to identify him. Faraday, I went in on this case. Maybe I can grab the stalker.
Go ahead. See what you can do. At least you won't be bothering me.
Thanks, pal. You know, I'm always willing to go out of my way to keep out of yours.
You know the way I feel, Eddie? Feel like I want to meet up with that stalker right this minute. Feel like I want to bend my nightstick over his skull.
You're getting nerves, Marty. Trying to find a guy we never saw is making you jumpy.
You're not kidding, I'm jumpy. Watch the Cronin dame's house, Faraday tells us. She's next on the stalker's list. Okay, so we watch. So the stalker don't show.
And the dame ain't been hurt either, Marty. Remember that. Whoever the guy is, he's smart enough to lay off when we're around. Now, the chances are, if we've been tipped off to the others, he'd never have knocked off the three dames he's conked already.
All I know is I got a gun, I got a nightstick, and I got a great big yen to use either one or both on that character. Well, there's the call box. Report in, will you?
Yeah.
Anybody ask for me, say I'm sitting on the curb waiting for the stalker to show up.
Okay.
I'll light up a smoke. Maybe that'll help.
You don't need help. You need action. I'll see what headquarters wants us to do. I'm in favor of giving up this job, right?
Headquarters, Hogan?
Hogan, this is Clancy. Give me Faraday and homicide.
Hold it. Faraday.
Clancy, Inspector.
Yeah?
No news on the stalker. Miller and I have walked ourselves weary patrolling Elm Street where that Cronin dame lives. He ain't going to show, Inspector.
How do you know what he's going to do? How does anybody know? If I pull you off the Elm Street assignment where he was supposed to have been spotted, he'll knock off somebody there, sure as anything.
We're supposed to stay here?
Where do you want to go? Home?
Well...
Now, look, Clancy, I'm in a spot. You and Miller are two of the best cops I've got. Come on back here. We've got to get a break on this case. The stalker's got to open up soon. Maybe you guys ought to be here when he does.
Okay, Inspector. If that's the way you want it, so long.
So long.
Well?
Let's go, Marty. No more walking around waiting for the stalker. This time we sit around waiting for him.
Blackie?
What
are you doing with that sheet of paper?
I'm studying the past performances of the stalker, Mary. I might figure out a way to catch her.
Oh, I'm getting sorry I told you about Eva Cronin. We were supposed to go out this evening, remember?
I know. You want to go to the movies, don't you?
Well, at least when we go to the movies, you don't have to solve the mystery.
The greatest mystery about some mystery movies is why they were made.
Well, there's the phone. Are you in?
I don't know. I'll look. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, do you want me to take it?
I'm nearer. Thanks, anyhow. Hello.
Boston Blackie?
Yes?
Blackie, this is Eva Cronin.
Oh, hello, Eva. It's your friend Eva, Mary. Yes, Eva, what can I do for you?
Blackie, he's here. I mean, he's across the street watching me.
The same fellow?
Yes, I'd know him anywhere. He's across the street watching this house, waiting for me. I just know.
Just a minute. We're in luck, Mary. The stalker's watching Eva now.
Oh, golly, I don't know whether I'm glad or scared.
Eva, where are you?
At 3232 Eastern Road.
3232 Eastern Road.
I'm at a party here, Blackie. I was about to leave when I saw him.
Stay right where you are. I'm coming up there. The fact that the stalker is waiting for you is just what I've been waiting for.
He
Eva, where in the world have you been?
Missed me, Bob?
Now, Eva, please don't be cute. Where were you? You disappeared 10 minutes ago, and nobody knew where you went.
I had to make a phone call.
Who'd you call?
Bob, stop asking me questions.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. It's just that I was worried.
I'm all right. I'm perfectly all right. I went to make a phone call. Is that such a crime?
I know, but this is a party. Besides, you don't have to get so excited. I wasn't trying to pry.
Then don't. Oh, Bob, can't you see? I'm nervous. I'm upset. I don't know what's happening to me, and I don't want to guess.
The man who stared at you in the restaurant last night?
Yes. I just called Boston Blackie to tell him that the same man was across the street staring at me when I went to the window a few minutes ago. Oh, Bob. Bob, what am I going to do?
Call the police. They'll know what to do.
Oh, it's no use. I'm going to wait right here until Boston Blackie comes to pick me up.
We're in the 3200 block on Eastern Road, Blackie. You better slow down.
All right. 3232 will be on your side of the street, Mary. Watch out for it, will you?
Uh-huh. I don't see anyone standing on the sidewalk in this block. I'm afraid we're too late to catch the stalker. I'm glad to say.
I'm afraid you're right. I'm sorry to say.
Oh, here's 3232, right here.
Thanks.
Blackie, that house is almost dark. Doesn't seem to be a party going on in there.
Well, it's late, Mary. Maybe most of the guests have gone home, but I'm sure your friend Eva waited for us. She sounded scared to death on the phone.
And she certainly had good reason.
No doubt about that. Well, let's go up to the house.
Okay.
Come on.
Blackie, maybe the stalker's hiding around here somewhere.
Maybe. If I thought it'd do any good to search for him, I would. But our best bet is to get Miss Cronin and stick to her till the stalker shows up again.
Well, you stick with her, Blackie, and I'll go home. On second thought, though, maybe I'd better not go home. Eva is a little too good-looking.
How can a girl be too good-looking?
I hope you never find out. There's only one light on in this house, Blackie.
Yeah, obviously the party is over and the other guests have gone home. Yeah. Eva's there, though, I'll bet on that. Mary, maybe we'd better take Miss Cronin to your apartment tonight.
Okay.
She certainly can't be stared at there. You're 22 stories up, and there isn't another building that high for 8 or 9 blocks. Hmm. Well, there's someone's coming at the door.
I was beginning to think there was no one home.
What do you want?
Is Miss Eva Cronin here?
Who? I never heard of no Eva Cronin.
Well, she was at a party here tonight.
A party here? There ain't been a party here in 30 years.
Well, this is 3232 Eastern Road, isn't it?
Look, if you can read signs and numbers, you'd know that without asking, mister.
Well, I can read, but I can't understand why a Miss Cronin isn't or wasn't here. She phoned me from here about an hour ago.
Not from here, she didn't, mister. There ain't no phone in this house. There ain't been no party here, and I ain't heard of no Eva Cronin. And I ain't in the mood for talking to you or anybody else this time of night. So beat it, mister, beat it.
And now, back to Boston Blackie. Young, beautiful, and wealthy Eva Cronin is being constantly followed by a man Boston Blackie and the police believe is the notorious stalking killer who already has extorted money from 3 victims and then murdered them. Eva phones Blackie to say the stalker is watching her at the moment. Blackie and his friend, Mary Wesley, rush to the address, find that Eva has never been there. The house has no phone. As we return to our story, Blackie is in Eva's apartment with the father of the still-missing girl.
I don't understand how you can sit there and play the piano, Mr. Cronin, when your daughter's missing.
Playing the piano helps me think, Blackie. And besides, I don't think Eva's missing. What's more, she's not really my daughter. I adopted her some years ago.
You're not trying to say that you don't care if she's in trouble, are
you? Of course not. When her father died, I promised I'd take care of her, and I've taken good care of her. There's a father there, that center picture on the piano.
Look, Mr. Cronin, I didn't come here because I thought you could help me track this stalker. You couldn't know anything about him, I know. But I'm going to stay here until your daughter shows up.
Well, you may have a long wait. I still don't understand what brought you here.
Mr. Cronin, your daughter phoned me from 3232 Eastern Road that she was being watched by the same man who's been watching her for 2 weeks.
My daughter has a fantastic imagination. And if she keeps using it, she'll imagine herself into insanity.
I don't get you, Mr. Cronin. The stalker's real, too real. He's killed 3 people already. Eva may be the fourth. She isn't in trouble right now. Why wasn't she at that Eastern Road address?
I don't know. I didn't even know she'd gone out this evening until you came here looking for her. She must have slipped out with Bob.
Bob, who's he?
A fiancé. He's the fellow in the picture to the right of her dad, right here on the piano. He's a fine boy, but I'm afraid he wants to marry Eva for her money.
Your daughter is wealthy?
Very. She inherited several million dollars from her father. She was the dad's pet. She has two other sisters and a brother somewhere, but, well, they got nothing.
They got nothing, and I'm getting nowhere.
It might help a little if you knew where you wanted to get.
Look, Mr. Cronin, doesn't it mean anything to you that your daughter might be dead?
It means nothing to me that you think she might be, no.
You're taking this awfully easy. She's been threatened by a murderer. We know he's a dangerous killer. Your daughter called me and said she was being watched by him tonight, an hour or so ago. When I got to the address she gave me, she wasn't there. Doesn't that add up to you?
All it means is that there's a combination of circumstances which it isn't my business to explain. Eva will show up, Blackie. I'm sure she will.
No, you are. Well, I'm sure she won't. I'm more sure now than ever. She's the latest victim of the stalker, Mr. Cronin. Your daughter is dead.
Am I?
What?
Why doesn't somebody tell me these things?
Hello, Eva.
Eva, where'd you come from?
My room. I came home while Daddy was playing. Didn't want to disturb him and went right to my room. What happened to you, Blackie, after I phoned you?
What happened to me? What happened to you? I went to that address you gave me. There was no party going on there.
There most certainly was. A dozen people can tell you that. When you didn't show up, I got Bob to take me home. Well, good night to you both. I'm going out.
Where do you think you're going at this hour?
It is rather late, Eva. Perhaps you ought to take Blackie with you.
It's impossible. Please, Blackie, stay here. Don't try to follow me. It'll only mean something we'll both regret if you do.
Okay, hold it, Miss Cronin. Recognize me?
I should, don't you think?
Nice of you to meet me out here in the country like this. Oh. When I wrote you that note, I wasn't sure you would.
Why not?
You're a brave girl. You know, I've killed three people.
I know.
But they paid me well before I killed them. You're going to pay me, too. Only more than they did, because you have more. I'll take $50,000 from you.
Then will you leave me alone?
Pay me the $50,000 first.
I'll have it for you by tomorrow. How will I get it to you?
I'll let you know. Tomorrow. You'll see me sometime tomorrow. You know that, don't you?
If I pay you, you'll leave me alone, won't you? Please, when I pay you the money, go away. Go far away and leave me alone.
You know, I may do that. I have another young lady to call on, a lady on Brewster Road.
Oh.
After she pays me, maybe I'll leave town. Maybe I'll kill her. Maybe I'll kill you.
Oh, no.
I don't know why I don't.
I can tell you why, pal.
But Blackie!
Blackie! So, I've been tricked, eh? Well, it doesn't matter. I can handle two like him, like this.
No.
I'll see you later.
Get to the nearest police box, Miss Cronin. I'm going after
this. No, Blackie, don't chase him yet.
Cronin, let go of me.
Oh, no.
I'll never catch him now. Oh, why did I have to walk into that right hook?
That was better than going after him and running into a bullet.
I wouldn't have given him time to shoot.
Oh, Blackie, if he'd hit you, I could never have forgiven myself. Oh, please, I'm shaking. Take me home. Please take me home, Blackie.
All right, but you should have stayed there.
I couldn't. I had to meet this man. He sent me a note. Only you shouldn't have followed me. I begged you not to. The note warned me not to tell anybody. Blackie, I'm going to pay him what he wants. I've got to. Please don't interfere.
I can't promise that. Maybe you're going to pay him what he wants. But I'm going to see that he gets what he deserves.
Scott, take this report Blackie gave me.
Yeah.
It's got a description of the stalker in it, a good one. Flash it to all radio cars.
Sure, Inspector Faraday. I'll do it right away.
Faraday speaking.
Inspector, my name's Hester Jones, and I live at 19 Brewster Road.
Yes?
The stalker just ran into 18 Brewster Road, right across the street from here. He was staring at me.
He's at 18 Brewster Road, huh?
Yeah.
He'll be right there. Scott.
Yes, Inspector?
Get me a squad car and flash all radio cars. We're going to grab the stalker.
Yes, sir. Don't try to call Blackie. Let him know.
Definitely not. I can handle this alone. Now get me a squad car and a dozen men. All right, men, quiet. This is the place. And stay just as quiet as you can. Quieter, even.
catch this guy here, Inspector Faraday, the city ought to make a monument out of 18 Brewster Road.
Yeah, Scott, and bury the stalker under it.
We've got the street roped off. There's a high wall back of the house. It's too high to climb.
Okay, then we've got him trapped. Everybody in position?
Yes, Inspector. What position am I assigned, Faraday?
Oh, no, Blackie, what are you doing here?
Same thing you're doing here, closing in on the stalker.
But you had no way of knowing he was holed up here.
Oh, yes, I did. The woman who called you called me first, and I told her to call you.
Oh, you did. What's the matter? Is the stalker too tough for you? That's right. He did clip you, didn't he?
Sure, but don't forget, he was the one who ran away.
You guys out there, get away from here.
What was that?
It was the stalker's voice, as I remember. It
came from inside the house, Inspector.
I know it, Scott.
Beat it, all of you. I'll start shooting. I'll kill the first one that moves toward this door.
Hear that? We've nailed the stalker, all right.
You heard me. Get away, I told you. I'll kill you all.
Uh-oh, this guy's going to shoot his way out, huh?
And where's Saps if we try to break in? We'll get him, but he'll get a couple of cops before we do.
Don't you think I know that? Beat it, Blackie.
And let the stalker get away? Oh, no. I almost had him earlier tonight. This time, I'm going to get him.
This is my job, Blackie. I'll do it.
And you'll lose men doing it, Faraday. I've got an idea.
Whatever it is, forget it.
Listen, let me borrow your squad car. I'll ram it through the door. If the stalker fires at it, the bullets will just bounce off. Then once I'm inside, I'll grab him.
That doesn't sound bad. Only you're not going to do it. Scott.
Yes, sir.
You heard what Blackie said. Now go on, get in that squad car.
Oh, no, he doesn't, Faraday. It's my idea, and I'm going to carry it out.
Blackie, you crazy fool. Come back here.
Sure, but I'll have company when I do.
Think you'll make it, Inspector?
I don't know. I wouldn't bet against Blackie. There he goes.
Heading right for that door, full speed. That's through. Come on, you guys, let's get moving in case Blackie needs help.
Where were you, Inspector?
I don't hear any shots. That's a good sign.
Come on through the door. You see how good a sign it is. There, Inspector. There's Blackie. He's struggling with that guy.
Let's grab the stalker for us. Good guy, Blackie. Okay, stalker, cut it out. Hold him, Blackie.
I've got him. Good boy. Come here.
Stalker, meet my friends. The police.
The police? Now, wait a minute. What's this all about?
This is about the last time you'll see the outside of a prison cell. You're wanted for 3 murders and for planning a 4th.
Are you crazy?
No. We're not crazy. But that better be your plea when you come to trial. Only a whack would stalk his victims the way you have.
You think I'm the stalking killer? Ah, you're crazy.
If you aren't the stalker, why did you fire at us just now?
Because I didn't know you were the police. I just heard the whispers and I saw people snooping around outside.
Yeah? Then why did you run in here after staring at that woman across the street?
I didn't stare at any woman. I went in here because this is where I live.
Those are pretty fair alibis, except that I saw you with Eva Cronin earlier tonight, and you were demanding money from her.
Why shouldn't I ask her for money? Eva Cronin's my sister.
Your sister?
Yes. Now, why can't I ask her for money? I'm broke. My father never left me anything. But Eva's still rich.
Blackie, what's going on here? This guy isn't the stalker. He's just a dumb, frightened guy.
He's not dumb, Faraday. He's smart. Maybe he's the smartest killer we've ever run across.
We can't prove he's a killer. The stalker's victims are all dead. And if this fellow is Eva Cronin's brother, she'll admit it. And that'll mean he isn't the stalker.
Come to think of it, Eva Cronin never said this guy was the stalker. But what are you going to do, let him go?
Of course not. I can hold him on suspicion for a while.
Do that. I have something on the fire that may cook this guy's goose. Extension phone, Faraday, and don't say anything.
I want to say something right now, Blackie. You're wasting my time.
You're wasting your breath. Shh.
Hello?
Miss Cronin, this is Blackie.
Oh, yes, Blackie. What is it?
The police have caught a man they think is the stalker. He's the same guy who slugged me when I followed you last night, only he says he's your brother.
Well, he is my brother, Blackie. He's not the man who kept staring at me. He's my brother, and all he wanted was the money. That's why I didn't want you to follow me. This was strictly between him and me, don't you see?
What did he want the money for?
He had none, and I have plenty. Why shouldn't I give him money? He's my brother, isn't he?
He's your brother, but he isn't broke. The police found thousands of dollars in his house, money he took from his victims. He's the stalker, Miss Cronin. We know that, and so do you.
Yes. Yes, Blackie, I knew it all the time. I tried to help him, but I guess it didn't work. You can't hate a girl for trying, can you, Blackie?
To protect a killer, you most certainly can. That's all, Miss Cronin. I'll see you in the morning in jail.
Miss
Cronin's in cell three, Blackie.
Thanks, Scott. Any time limit on my visit?
For most people, it's 5 minutes.
Well, I'm not most people. I may take a little longer than that.
Suit yourself. Yell for me when you're leaving so I can lock up.
Okay. Hello, Miss Cronin.
Oh, it's you. What do you want here, Blackie? You caught my brother. You had them put me here. Isn't that enough reason for you to leave me alone?
Perhaps, but there are some things I don't know, and I want to clear them up.
What, for instance?
Where did you fit into all this?
I knew my brother was a stalker. I wanted to help him, so I pretended I was being stalked. And if the police arrested my brother, I could deny he was the man who was following me. Girl's own brother wouldn't be stalking her, would he?
In this case, yes. Incidentally, what you told me was exactly what I'd imagined. When you gave me that phony address on Easton Road, I figured you were in on this somehow.
That address wasn't phony. I told you where I was. 32 Easton Road.
You said 3232. That was very clever of you, now that I think of it. Later, you could have said all you were doing was repeating the number.
The police hadn't found that money in my brother's house. That's what I would have said. I wanted you to be under the impression someone else was the stalker. I had to protect my brother, don't you see, Blackie?
No. He was trying to get $50,000 from you, as I remember it.
I would have been glad to give him that money. I would have done anything to get him out of town. I knew he was a stalker. I knew he must have had some money. But I thought the money I gave him would be enough to make him quit killing.
I honestly don't know how much money he did have, Miss Cronin.
But you said the police...
That the police found it? Yes, I said that. But I did it only so that you would talk. And you did.
Oh, you...
You're in jail, Miss Cronin, but you shouldn't be too unhappy. After all, you're practically the only living member of the Stalk Club.
Welcome back. Well, a somewhat unusual crime. I can understand why Miss Cronin did what she did, but because she made herself an accessory after the fact to murder, I can also understand Blackie's reaction. And he's right. You don't play with other people's lives. And you don't harbor that sort of killer. And I think there's definitely appropriate for there to be a consequence for that. I also thought, I don't know what, because it turns out that she watched all of his victims with the whole setup of, if you pay, maybe I'll kill you anyway. That would seem to be a bit of a disincentive. Plus, I do wonder if he was supposed to be in on it and they were trying to make him appear like he was the stalker without her actually saying it. He said a lot of things about prior victims, which if Blackie had heard, would really make Blackie think for sure that he was the stalker. I mean, it's not like, the later TV game show, You Bet Your Life, where he's got to say the secret word. When he's talking about victims and killing people, he can't say, but I never said I was the stalker. Other than that, I thought it was an interesting episode. Nice red herring thrown in about the father. But that'll do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. And then next Tuesday, we begin the exciting serial, The Airmail Mystery. And then we'll be back here next Thursday with another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.